This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الحمد لله الصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا أرحم الراحمين. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teach us what benefit us from what He taught us, and increase us in knowledge. We ask Allah azza wa jal to bless this gathering inshaAllah, and make us from the people at the end of the gathering, they would be told, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ قَدْ بُدِّرَتْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ حَسَنَةً. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So inshaAllah ta'ala, I've been saying for 2 weeks, we're going to finish Surah Yusuf. Looks like I'm in love with the surah, I don't want to finish it. Today we have the last ayah, so I have to finish it. And maybe next week we'll make some kind of trivia about the whole surah. See who was listening and who was not. I know Hamza's going to get all the answers, inshallah. He was here all the time, Abdul Halim. Most of you, Mahbub. طيب, the ayah that the surah ended with,
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب ما كان حديثا يفترى ولكن تصديق الذي بين يديه وتفصيل كل شيء وهدى ورحمة وَرَحْمَةً لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ. Indeed, in their stories, there is a ibrah. We will explain what the ibrah mean. For everybody? No. For those ulil albab. Albab, we'll explain when we get to it. Let me just translate first. For those people of understanding, the people of intelligence. These stories, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, they are not ma kana haditha yuftara. These are not fabricated stories, made up amusement, bedtime stories. They are not fabricated tales. These are stories that prove, these stories prove all that has come before and is a clarification for all you need to know, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at the same time, they are guidance, rahmah, they are huda, and they are mercy for those people of iman. What does, or what did the story, start with, the surah? What did the story, what did the surah of Yusuf start with? نحن نقص عليك أحسن القصص. Right? It started by saying, we are, Ya Muhammad, we are going to narrate to you the best of stories. Allah, I get goosebumps when I hear Allah saying about something the best. You know, it couldn't be any better than that. And Allah said, I'm going to tell you the best story. And it ended by saying, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةً. In these stories, there is a عِبْرَة. عِبْرَة is a noun or a verb. What is it? Both? No. عِبْرَة is a noun. With a تَا مَرْبُوطَة is a noun. What is the verb? عَبَرَة. What does عَبَرَة mean? Cross. You know, you always hear in the news, ma'bar, Rafah. Ma'bar, you know, the crossing of Rafah, which is between Gaza and Egypt. Sah? Abara. Abara is to cross. Like, for example, let's say I want to cross the bridge, I want to cross this river from this area to this area. Okay? And there's a river here in the middle. So, Ibra means I'm crossing from ignorance to knowledge. So in these stories, you will move from being ignorant about this topic, the story of Yusuf alayhi salam, you're moving from ignorance to light, to knowledge. So the story ended, started by Ahsan al-Qasas, the best of story, and ended by saying, this, there was a ibra. And we have learned and we have seen in the past 7-8 months that there are so many ibar. There are so many ibar in the stories, in this story of Yusuf alayhi salam. Subhanallah, how to handle, like I mentioned before, the ulama said every boy, every young man should memorize Surah Yusuf. So he knows how to run his life. Whether if he was subjected to difficulties, whether he was seduced by a woman, whether any kind of difficulties, whether he goes to jail, everything, the answer is in Surah Yusuf for every boy, for every young man. And they said that Surah An-Nur is for the girls, okay, to memorize. But the Quran is, of course, is for everybody and for everyone. So there are, in Arabic language, there are some words and some letters that you use to emphasize what you want to say. Okay? When you start the statement by لَقَدْ كَانَ, this لَقَدْ, okay, is a letter of emphasis. There is definitely no doubt there is a ibrah in these stories. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani as if Allah is telling us, now you read the whole story. This is the end, the last ayah of the surah. If you by now, you did not get any ibrah, you did not get any lessons, any morals, something is wrong. Because I am saying, لَقَدْ كَانَ 100%, there are so many stories, there are so many lessons in this story. Subhanallah, we all go through difficulties in our life. We all go through hardships, trials, tribulations, tests, all of us. It varies from one person to the other. One is suffering from sickness, the other is going through financial difficulty, the other is having problem with his in-laws, the other problem, guy wants to get married, he's not finding a wife, the sister is having this. Everybody has issues. And by the way, tomorrow I'll be giving the first khutbah, inshallah, and it is cure for stress from the kitab and sunnah. Cure for stress from the kitab and sunnah. There's nothing in the English language that says, you know what, like, you know, there are letters of emphasis. This is the specialty, one of the specialties of the Arabic language, the eloquency of the Arabic language. فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةً لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Some people read the story, and they have read the story, and they have memorized the story, the surah, and nothing have changed. They did not learn anything. So Allah is saying, this ibrah, is for the people of intelligence. Always the Quran speaks to people that use their brain. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ أَفَلَا يَعْقِلُونَ أَفَلَا يَتَفَكَّرُونَ
Don't they ponder, don't they comprehend, don't they contemplate? Always talking to people of knowledge. And if you notice, subhanAllah, especially lately, you know, the people who are converting or reverting to Islam are people who are very, very highly educated people. SubhanAllah. We heard about the man who was in the far right in Germany. You know, his main goal was to attack Muslims. SubhanAllah, he took shahada. Allahu Akbar. You know, we heard about the man who directed the movie of Rasulullah SAW a few years ago. He took shahada and he's touring the world calling people to Islam. Allahu Akbar. You know, SubhanAllah. So this deen, there's a specialty about Islam. You know, there's a formula about Islam. The more you attack it, the stronger it gets. This is Islam. The more you attack it, the stronger it gets. And the people start falling in love in it, with it more and more, SubhanAllah. This is the specialty of Islam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us here that مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى. This is not a hadith, this is not a story that is fabricated and made up. Because as we have heard many, many times, people accusing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that he's making up these stories. He is learning from someone. He is listening to this Jew, this Christian, this, that. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that this is not a fabricated story. These stories are all 100% authentic stories. So, مَا كَانَ حَدِيثًا يُفْتَرَى وَلَكِنْ تَصْدِيقٍ. But it is to confirm what has been revealed before, وَتَفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, and details about everything. This Quran, we are so blessed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَصَّلْنَاهُ تَفْصِيلًا. If he just said, وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ فَصَّلْنَاهُ is enough, right? It's وَكُلَّ شَيْءٍ, and everything we have detailed in details. So if he said, we have detailed everything, it would have been enough. But he added the word in details again, to show that there's nothing you could ever think of except it's either discussed in this kitab, in the Quran, or detailed in the sunnah. Think of anything. One time, Sheikh was saying the same thing, and a guy raised his hand. Said, "Ya Sheikh, where does it say in the Quran or in the sunnah how much is the price of gas? You're saying it's the details for everything. Is there anywhere in the Quran or the sunnah where does it say the price of gas or the price of bread?" He said, "Yes." So the guy said, "Where?" He said, "Allah said, وَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ." Go ask the gas station guy if you don't know. Ask the baker how much is the bread. Right? Ask the people of knowledge of that specific profession, whatever it is, business, ask them. وَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ. Here, of course, it's talking about أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ, the people of knowledge. But, you know, similarly, the Sheikh came up, any person who specializes in something, go ask him. So everything is detailed in this book. So كُلَّ شَيْءٍ وَتَفْصِيلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, and the details to everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said in the beginning of the surah, آيَاتٌ لِلسَّائِلِينَ. There are signs in this surah for the people who ask, سائلين. But at the end, he said, عِبْرَ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. After, first you ask a question, and then after all the details, you become very aware of what happened and you learn so many lessons, so you move from a person that asks questions to a person of intelligence.
Subhanallah, look at the details of the Quran. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي يُوسُفْ وَأَخْوَتِهِ آيَاتٌ لِلسَّائِلِينَ. Started by, there's just ayat, signs for the people who ask. At the end, عِبْرَ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. طيب. These stories, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, this is not a, you know, a movie, this is not a fairy tale. These are real stories. And you would look at a real story. It's not a documentary. It's not something that man made. These stories are narrated by Allah Azza wa Jal. He is the one who knows عالم الغيب والشهادة. He knows the unseen and he knows what's happening right now. These stories prove all that has come before and is clarification for all you need to know, and it is guidance and mercy for those لِقَوْمٍ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Subhanallah. The importance of story, I'm telling you as a speaker for almost 19, 20 years, the importance of story in your presentation, even if you're a businessman, even if you're going to present any kind of project or anything, Subhanallah, you throw a story in there, you throw a story, it changes everything. You talk for an hour and your story that you mentioned is 2 minutes, and you ask the people, what did they remember from the hour? The story. Qassa, what does the word qassa mean? Yeah. Anybody knows what qassa mean? No, that's different qassa. No, in the Quran language, follow the traces. Where does it say that in the Quran? Where was it used in the Quran? Follow the traces. No. Yeah. فَرْتَدَّا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمَا قَصَصَ. They went back and traced their trip, right? But there's another place. The mother of Musa, when she told her daughter, قُصِّي, right? She said, قُصِّي. Go follow the baby. Who took him? Where is he? Right? So, the qissa in general is to start from the beginning and you will end up by knowing the result of the story or whatever. And the whole Quran, ya akhwan, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَمَا يَزِيدُ الظَّالِمِينَ إِلَّا خَسَارًا. In the Quran, there is shifa for the mu'mineen. In the asal, there's shifa lil-nas. In the honey, there's a cure for mankind. But in the Quran, there's a cure for the mu'mineen, the true believers. And rahma. Similarly, Allah ended this story by saying that in these stories, there will be guidance. How should I react if I was afflicted by something major, like Yusuf alayhi salam, like I was thrown in the well by my brothers, or in our term, I was thrown in jail by someone who is a zalim, by a tyrant. What do I do if I was at work and a woman at work kept on hitting on me? Answer is here, ma'ad Allah. Innahu Rabbi ahsana mathwaya. So this guidance For a believer, a person who does not believe, or a person who's weak in his iman, he was not going to learn anything from the story. He's going to tell you, mashallah, it's a beautiful story. But the person who is intelligent, ulul albab, who albab is plural of lub. Lub is the inside, right? Like you say, lub of a fruit is the inside of it. The lub is the brain, is the inside of the skull. The people who have a brain, they will feel so much benefit from this story, subhanallah. And it will be guidance for them and rahmah. How is it rahmah? Subhanallah. Like we said before, ya akhwan, no matter what we go through in our life, no matter what you are going through, it is a rahmah. No matter what we're going through, it is a rahmah, it is a mercy. How? How? Even if you are suffering so much, and I'm talking about a person who is obeying Allah Azza wa Jal, staying from what Allah has prohibited, and it's pouring calamities. I'm talking about that person. I'm not talking about the person disobedient or whatever. Even that person who's disobedient and having a lot of calamities, those calamities are a rahmah for him, because it will one day wake him up and bring him back to Allah Azza wa Jal, because otherwise, if he died on that state, he will be miserable in the Akhirah. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَدْنَى دُونَ الْعَذَابِ الْأَكْبَرِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. We would make them taste a little bit of this adab in this dunya, which is nothing compared to the huge adab in the Akhirah, so they could come back. So if someone, after a calamity, after a musiba, came back to Allah Azza wa Jal, that musiba was the best thing that ever happened to him. He thought it was so bad, right? But this was rahmah for him. This was so much rahmah for him that saved him. And he will only taste that in the Akhirah. Similarly, for the believer and for everybody else, whatever we're going through, it is a rahmah, maybe hidden or disguised in a calamity. We always, as believers, Ya Akhwan, because I'm looking at the faces of the brothers that are almost here every Thursday and Monday, mashallah. May Allah reward you immensely. And may Allah make us from the people who listen and apply, inshallah. As believers, this is a stage. And this stage varies from one person to another. Some people are going to live 30, 40, 50, 60, 80, Allahu alam. And some people are going to die much younger. Only Allah knows. But as a believer, we know that we are crossing this bridge. And this bridge is that period of time, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. We're not staying on that bridge. It's just Abir Sabil. We are crossing that bridge. And we know as believers that this period of time, we have to take advantage of every single moment, every single moment, literally every single moment, to please Allah Azza wa Jal. Because I have no clue when I will be gone. Somebody sent me a beautiful story a few minutes before I come. It says that a woman is always, she had a great habit, and this is advice for me, my brothers, and especially my sisters. She has a habit that when, the story is from Egypt, she has a habit that the minute she hears the adhan, 2-3 minutes, she goes to salat. She does not delay it hours and hours or 5 minutes before the next salat. She rushes and does it right away. So, her husband has a way that every time he's coming home, he would call her and she will have the food ready for him. So he would come home and eat and sleep. One day, he asked her to make mahshi. You know what mahshi is? You know the... No. And yeah, grape leaves and squash stuffed, you know. This is usually very time consuming. Very time consuming dish. So she was doing it for and cooking it and stuffing the rice. And she had only 3 left, and she will put the food in the oven. It takes a while to cook. But before she finished those remaining 3, the adhan came up. The adhan started. So she left those 3 and immediately went and started praying. The husband calling her as usual, same normal routine. She's not answering. So he came home, he looked, And he saw that the food is still not in the oven, and only three pieces left. She could have put it in the oven. And he looked to the right, he saw her in her sujood, subhanAllah. So he came, and he was upset because, you know, the food is not ready. So he came and looked at her. She passed away in her sujood. The point I'm trying to make is that if she waited to finish those three and put it in the oven, subhanAllah, Allah said in the Quran, وَعَجِلْتُ إِلَيْكَ رَبِّي لِتَرْضَى. And Ya Allah, I rushed to you so you can be pleased. I rushed to you so you can be pleased. So this habit, look at this, subhanAllah. This is a true story. One of the shuyukh narrated it in the past. I heard it, and subhanAllah, someone sent it to me today. So, you know, she, you know, that habit made her die in the best position ever. A dream that every single one of us have is to die in his sujood, subhanAllah. So, as believers, we know that these stories, we have to take them, understand them, and try to apply as much as we can from them in our life. And when we attend, alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, the reward of attending, wallahi, I wish our brothers that leave just know how much reward is just by sitting here and listening to these things, subhanAllah. When we sit down and listen carefully, and I will finish with this. The questioning will be harder. Because the excuses are less. I cannot say anymore, Ya Allah, I did not know. Because this recording that is really sometimes it's off, that recording is never off. Very accurate. 7 billion pixels. Perfect. Does not miss anything, subhanAllah. And if we ever thought of lying, it will be played. You know? And the toughest one amongst you is me. You're sitting down telling the people what to do and you're not doing it. لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ أَتَأْمُرُونَ النَّاسَ بِالْبِرِّ وَتَنْسَوْنَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. You order people to do good and you forget about yourself. SubhanAllah. So may Allah make me from the people who practice what they preach. It's not easy, Akhwan, to sit down here and tell you and advise you because, you know, the more I tell you, the more I have to do. Otherwise, it's a big problem. And trust me, yani, that I always do my best and I depend a lot on your dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep me and you on the straight path. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen our iman and strengthen our love to one another. May Allah, just like He gathered us here, Ya Allah, I ask you in this blessed Friday night, Ya Allah, I ask you just like you gathered us here to gather us with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment in the Firdaus al-A'la. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Us, our wives, our children and our parents. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Inshallah ta'ala, Akhwan, don't forget Fajr tomorrow, 6:15, inshallah. And inshallah ta'ala, make a lot of salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Akfiru, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad, kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid.